Bezal Hashem is Baruch. We begin Perek Chemish Ve'Esrim, the 25th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Ma'amar Leib, the laws of Melech Baram, the Sefer Mishpatim, the Book of Judgment, where we begin the topic of Arevus, that of the guarantor, and specifically regarding how does he accept this responsibility of being the guarantor. The Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding the responsibilities of the guarantor for the payment. Hamal Ve'Schaveiv, someone lends his friend. And after the loan happened, someone says to the lender, I'll be the guarantor. Or a different case, where the lender is claiming his money from the borrower in court. Then one person says to the lender, leave him alone, and I'll guarantee it. Or he's strangling his friend in the marketplace to give him the money that he owes him. And he tells him, leave him alone, and I'll guarantee the money. The guarantor is not obligated for anything because the lender did not give his money to the borrower with the faith of the guarantor. It was only when he lent the money was based on the borrower. The whole speech that the guarantor is giving without an acquisition of acceptance, and it doesn't have any strength of a liability. And even if he says, in front of the court, I'm the guarantor, it doesn't make a difference. But if they acquired from his hand through Ariv Mamad Zed that he's guaranteeing this money, then Kolelu upon in all these situations, whether in front of court or whether between him and the lender, then Nishtaba, then he's going to be obligated because they actually made a kinyan on this obligation. Halacha Beis, Amalei B'Shas Matan Mois. If he said to him at the time of the giving of the money, Haveyu Vani Ariv, lend the money and I'll be a guarantor, then Nishtaba Ariv. Then the guarantor has obligated himself because now the lender's relying on him and that's why he's giving the money. And in the tzarkin, you don't have to have an acquisition on this. So did the court make him a guarantor? Nishtabit is obligated. Even if they didn't make a kin from his hand. Kugoin, for example, show you bezdin read some ligvus min alay, but the court wanted to collect from the borrower. Vamlem, he says to the court, hanichu, leave them. But the arvlechem, I'll be a guarantor for you. Hoil b'yesh lehana, since he has some type of a benefit, a pleasure, shemenu bezdin, the court is trusting him. But oisa hana, it's with that pleasure, that benefit, shibud, that's why he's obligating himself. He is getting something out of it. In contrast to the case in halacha alf, he's not getting anything out of it, that would not obligate him. But if the loan's happening because of him, or because the court is trusting him, that hana is enough for him to be misham himself, to obligate himself. Halacha gimel continues regarding turning towards the guarantor for the payment of the debt. When is that allowed? So, someone lends his friend money through a guarantor. Although the guarantor is obligated towards the lender, not allowed to claim the money from the guarantor first. You have to first claim the money from the borrower. If he doesn't give him, then you go towards the guarantor and you collect from him. But when do we say this? When the borrower has no assets. But if the borrower has assets, then you cannot collect from the guarantor at all, only from the borrower. Now, but let's say the borrower was a difficult person. Then the court couldn't collect from him. He's not coming to court. Then the lender could collect first from the guarantor. And then let the guarantor go and take up his court case with the borrower that he guaranteed for him. If he can get his money back from the borrower, he'll get it out. Oh, Yisham too bezin, not cheating like all the courts will excommunicate the borrower until he gives it to the guarantor. Now, but let's say the lender made a stipulation with the guarantor and he said to him, look, I'm going to let you be the guarantor on the condition that I can collect from whichever one of you I want to. So, now, if there are properties for the borrower, still you put him in the order, you shouldn't collect from the guarantor. But Amar, if he says amanas on condition she put him in misha etzat chile, he had it on the word even initially. So before it's like, yeah, you collect from whatever you want to, but first you got to go to the bar. Here he says on the one whoever I want to go to even initially. That's one case. Oishay kablin, or and we'll see in the next halacha what is a kablin, but it's a higher level of responsibility. The guarantor was a kablin. Either one of these cases had harizah yitbam and esa ariv hazeh oyes a kablin tchila. Then he could go collect from this guarantor, the one we just spoke about when he used the word tchila, or the kablin even initially without the word tchila. The yiparim hem avo b'sheish nochasim leib, and then you could collect from that guarantor even if the borrower has assets. Now halacha hey qualifies ezel ariv ezel kablin. What's a regular guarantor? What's a higher level of responsibility of a kablin ariv? So Amalai, if he says to him, ten loy vani noisin lach, give the money to the borrower, and I'll give you the money back. Oh, zeo kablon. It's not like in case. It's like I'm taking full responsibility. That's a kabbalin. Sheesh lamavli put in menachila that the lender could go and collect the money initially, even from this kabbalin. Av pishli pedish v'le'ema. Even though he didn't specify, he didn't say amenashe put in misha erza. Oh, that the lender said, oh, that I could collect from whoever I want to. Doesn't even have to say that. If this guy is a kabbalin, this guarantor, he could collect from him straight away. Now avalam amule, but let's say tells him not the exact words we said, but rather halveyum on the adiv. Lend him and I'll be the guarantor. It doesn't say, and I'll give you. It says, I'll be a guarantor. Or halvei vani pareya. Lend him and I'll pay up. Or halvei vani chayev. Lend him and I'll be obligated. Or halvei vani noisin and lend him and I'll give. But it's not the same thing as ten loy vani noisin lach. Or halvei vani kablin. Lend him and I'll be a kablin. So even though he's using the terminology kablin, but he's using the terminology of halveyu. Ten loy vani kablin. Or even if it says give it to him, but he doesn't say ani noisin lach, it says and I'll be a kablin. Or ten lebani pareya, give it to him and I'll pay. Or ten lebani chayev, give him and I'll be obligated. Or ten lebani adav, give him and I'll be a guarantor. Kulan l'shoyin arvana sein. All these terminologies are all terminologies of a regular guarantor. And therefore it doesn't become a kabbalah until he says, ten loy v'ani yetin lach. Therefore, v'ein etar v'tchila. You cannot claim the money from him initially. And you cannot collect from him when there are still available assets by the borrower, unless he specifies, and he says, that from whoever I want to, I can neglect, which, with the word chila initially, like we said in the previous halach. Halach of continues regarding exceptions to the rule of avarevus, is when someone's a guarantor for a mitzvah, or in the situation of a smachta, which is not a real guarantee. That is, if someone's a guarantor for a ksuba, that the chassan will pay it up, he'll be a guarantor for that. Even if they made an acquisition from this guarantor, is exempt from paying. Why? He was just involved in getting the chasen mikala, getting married, so he's performing a mitzvah for that mitzvah of marriage, and no one's missing any money of it. It's not something that she lent money to the chasen. So therefore, he's going to be exempt, even though he's the arv with a kinyan. Now, the ha'av ariv, but let's say if the father was a guarantor for his son, ksuba, because he made a kin from him, then he's going to obligate himself and he will be obligated. And kablan shal ksuba, and also if someone's a kablan of a ksuba, then chayv is a kin, because that's a higher level of responsibility. Halacha zayin, Reuben shemach l'shimin sada. If Reuben sold to Shimon a field, Levi, a third party, came and took responsibility, insurance, for the field that Reuben was selling to Shimon. Loin neshtabet Levi. Levi is not obligated. Shazoya smachti. This is what's called a smachta. It's reliance. Levi was confident that no one's gonna. There's no creditors. No collection's gonna happen. And he was relying. He's not gonna have to pay. He's just like trying to give him the push to go ahead and make the deal. So therefore, it's not really obligating himself. V'mkanu miyadoi shuhu arv l'shalom. But if they made a kinyan that he's gonna be a guarantor to pay d'mei mecher zeh, the value of this sale, kol eish yitzer she'd ben l'shimon, whenever he wants to, that Shimon's gonna claim it from him. Well, then he's going to be obligated because the kinyan was explicitly regarding the monies of the sales. That's similar to being a by the loan at the time the money is being given, because it's happening purely because of you. So then there's responsibility. And that's how my teachers have ruled. So to the guarantor or kablan guarantor, they obligated themselves on condition. Even if there was a kinyan made for this guarantee, lo nishtab, but he's not obligating himself. Again, because it's reliance. Case of house, as Ram illustrates. Let's say he tells him, he says to lend the ten, give it to him, vani etin loch, and I'll give it to you im ye kach v'kach, if it's going to be like this and this, or if it's not going to be. Once he says im, like it's suspended, whoever is suspending something, he's obligating something that he really doesn't have to, im ye v'im lo ye, that if it will be or if it's not going to be, lo gama. He has not been conclusive, the Hikna Kinyan Shalom, to acquire a full-fledged acquisition. But if he's not obligated, even if he's an Arav or a Kablan, even if there was a Kinyan. Halacha Tes continued with different examples of when there's two guarantors. Shnayim Shalom B'Shto Echad. If two people borrowed in one document, so in the same document of the loan, these two borrowers are being recorded. The two of them go and buy one acquisition. Or let's say when there's partners, that one of them borrowed or they bought in partnership. They are guarantors one for the other. In other words, each one of them is like the borrower regarding half the loan, and as if he's a guarantor to the other half. And that's even though they didn't specify, but that's what the arrangement is. If you have two people that are guarantors to one person, they're both guaranteeing the loan. So when the lender is coming to collect from the guarantor, you put him, he could collect from whichever one of those two he wants to. Now, if that one did not have enough to pay up the whole debt, you could go and now claim from the other guarantor for the rest of the debt that's owed. Now, if you have one guarantor who's guaranteeing the loan of two borrowers, when he's going to pay back to the lender, the lender should notify him al chayv ezim shneim pareah, for which of the two debts did he pay up, that the guarantor could know to which of the borrowers he can go and collect the money that now the borrower owes to the guarantor. Someone says to his friend, says, you be the guarantor for that borrower, and I'll be a guarantee for your guarantee. So it's like as if he told him, like it's almost like he's telling that guy, lend that guy money, although he's telling him to be a guarantor, but it's like tell him, you lend him, and I'll be a guarantor for you. So therefore, just like the guarantor is indebted to the lender, so too is the second guarantor obligated to the first guarantor. And the law of a guarantor with the lender, and the law of the first guarantor with the second guarantor is din echadu. It all has the same halacha of the guarantor. Look at Gimel continues, what happens if there's a guarantor that's unlimited? And that is, Mishlei Pidush, Ketzev HaDavish Arab. Someone did not specify the limited amount that is guaranteeing. Kugan Chomalei, let's say, tells him, look, Kol Masha Titein Tenloi, whatever you want to give this guy, Vani Arab, and I'll guarantee it. Oy Mechor Le Vani Arab, or sell him, it didn't say how much, and I'll be the guarantor. Oy Halvei Vani Arab, lend him, and I'll be the guarantor. So yesh ben ha-goyim shahayda, so there are some of the goyim that the period after the Talmud that they ruled. Even if he sold him tens of thousands, or he lent him 100,000, doesn't make a difference what the quantity is. Okay, the guarantor took responsibility and he's obligated in the whole. But v'yirali, says the Rambam, it appears to me, to the contrary, this guarantor will not be obligated in anything. Why? But since he doesn't know the thing that he obligated himself in, because he didn't say an exact amount, so he's not really relying on this idea. But he's not really obligating himself. And these are words of intelligence for those who understand this. And therefore, it's like nasmachta. It's like you're not really relying on this ever happening because you have no clue what it is, and therefore you're not really obligating yourself. Regarding a guaranteeing, not of the money, but of bringing the borrower himself. So, someone says to his friend, lend the money, I'm going to be a guarantor for the body of the borrower himself. So, he didn't make himself a guarantor for the actual money itself. Rather, it's that whenever the lender wants, I'm going to bring the borrower to you to make sure he's going to pay up. So, let's say he told him after the loan, and he's coming to claim the money. Says, look, hanicheyu, leave the borrower. Kozman shetitpa enu, whenever you're going to claim it from him, I'll bring him to you. The konum yodas, and they make a kinyan on this. So, regarding either one of these two cases, im lo yovi ze haloiva, if this guarantor does not bring the borrower, yesh min gaim shahir, that some of the guy that ruled, shul chav l'sham, he has to pay, because he guaranteed it. He didn't guarantee the money, but he guaranteed bringing the borrower, and he's not. But yesh min shahir, that those who rule, no, shafel hisna ba'aman, that even if he stipulated and he said, and so even further, even if he stipulates and says, "I'm loyav yano," if I'm not going to bring him, oishemeis, or he's going to die, oishabarach, he's going to run away. Hey, chav l'sham, I'm going to have to pay. Still, harizu asmachta. This is just what's called reliance. V'loy nishtabet, and he's not really obligating himself. So the Rambam looks at dati noita, and that's how my opinion is also inclined towards that. Because again, you're not really guaranteeing the money. So I'll bring him, but it's not like you definitive. Even though you said I'm going to pay, if he's not going to come again, you don't really expect that to happen. It's not like regular, classic transactions of, okay, I'm obligating myself to money, and therefore he actually would be potter.